just the opposite, right? Turning to Alice, our Alice Miller readings. The child rearing we receive underclass, and this is not Alice, this is a comment to her before we start. The child rearing we receive underclass is a many-sided thing. Sides that are but facets of a single utilitarian, totalitarian ideology. Recalling what Alice said last week, that we don't question that which is a continuation of childhood. It's easy to understand how it has been that we've allowed power to use us without our protest. Just the opposite, in fact, is what power hopes. Just the opposite is key to its MO, their intention being that when we are confronted with an authoritarian figure, and ultimately their plan was to condition us to accept, as we have done in the past, a dictator, to pound us into a softer material, easier to control, shape, and manipulate. That when confronted with an authoritarian figure, we would unconsciously re-experience our childhood, i.e., that they could continuously re-stimulate our submission to father authority, that a command would serve as a trigger for an obedient response. But as Alice has said, once the power game becomes visible to us, once we become aware of it, conscious of it, we have other options, which explains why power is so threatened by Alice. That and the fact that she completely exposes the infantilism which underlies totalitarian ideology, whether it be of Plato or Hitler. The infantilism in total subjection of self to authority. We begin our Alice Miller reading, her section of poisonous pedagogy titled The Central Mechanism of Poisonous Pedagogy, Splitting Off and Projection. Quoting Alice, in 1943, Himmler gave his famous Posen Address, in which he, in the name of the German people, expressed his appreciation to the SS group leaders for their role in the extermination of the Jews. I shall quote here the part of his speech that finally enabled me in 1979 to comprehend something for which I had been vainly seeking a psychological explanation for 30 years. 30 years she labored, and more. We are so good, so good. Thank you, Alice. Quote from Himmler, from his 1943 Posen Address. I shall speak to you here with all frankness about a very serious subject. We shall now discuss it absolutely openly among ourselves. Nevertheless, we shall never speak of it in public. I mean the evacuation of the Jews, the extermination of the Jewish people. It is one of those things which is easy to say. The Jewish people are to be exterminated, says every party member. That's clear. It's part of our program. Elimination of the Jews. Extermination. Right, we'll do it. And then they all come along. The 80 million upstanding Germans. And each one has his decent Jew. Of course, the others are swine. But this one is a first-class Jew. Of all those who talk like this, not one has watched the actual extermination. Not one has had the stomach for it. Most of you know what it means to see 100 corpses lying together, 500 or 1,000, to have gone through this, and yet, apart from a few exceptions, examples of human weakness, to have remained decent. This has made us hard. This is a glorious page in our history that has never been written and shall never be written. The wealth which they, the Jews, had, we have taken from them. I have issued a strict command that this wealth is as a matter of course to be delivered in its entirety to the Reich. We have taken none of it for ourselves. Individuals who have violated this principle will be punished according to an order which I issued at the beginning and which warns anyone who takes so much as a mark shall die. A certain number of SS men, not very many, disobeyed this order and they will die without mercy. We had the moral right, we had the duty to our own people to kill this people that wanted to kill us. But we have no right to enrich ourselves by so much as a fur, a watch, a mark, or a cigarette, or anything else. In the last analysis, because we exterminated a bacillus, we don't want to be infected by it and die. I shall never stand by and watch even the slightest spot of rot develop or establish itself here. Wherever it appears, we shall burn it out together. By and large, however, we can say that we have performed this most difficult task out of love for our people, and we have suffered no harm from it in our inner self, in our soul, in our character. Unquote. From Heinrich Himmler. And Alice comments, this speech contains all the elements of the complicated psychodynamic mechanism that can be described as splitting off and projection of parts of the self, which we encounter so often in the manuals of poisonous pedagogy. Schooling oneself to be senselessly hard requires that all signs of weakness, and I would say apparent weakness, in oneself, including emotionalism, tears, pity, sympathy for oneself and others, and feelings of helplessness, fear, and despair, be suppressed without mercy. In order to make the struggle against these humane impulses easier, the citizens of the Third Reich were offered an object to serve as the bearer of all these qualities that were abhorred, because they had been forbidden and dangerous in their childhood. This object was the Jewish people. Freed from their quote-unquote bad, i.e. weak and uncontrolled feelings, so-called Aryans could feel pure, strong, hard, clean, good, unambivalent, and morally right if everything they had feared in themselves since childhood could be attributed to the Jews, and if together with their fellow Germans, these Aryans were not only permitted, but required to combat it relentlessly and ever anew among members of this quote-unquote inferior race.